don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. We have episode 101. And today, I'm going to do a quick read of a Medium article under the Alephina publication. They are a rating agency for blockchain assets, as they say. And it is written by Marcus Hartman. Now, this is actually about how it's titled, "This is How Easy It Is to Buy ICO Ratings, an Investigation." And they do a really cool investigation into ICO Bench and just kind of ICO ratings in general. And now, I do not promote ICOs. If you listen to the show, you pretty much know that. I'm not really even interested in them. Like, maybe they have a use case, maybe there's something there. And I find it a little bit ironic that Alephina, who is bashing these ICO ratings, is also running their own ICO about expert ratings. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt, but I think the article is still really good and important to go over. So we're going to hit this anyway, and it is titled, "This is How Easy It Is to Buy ICO Ratings, an Investigation." Newcomers and inexperienced investors are especially trusting ICO rating platforms when looking for information for their investment decisions. However, many rating platforms long ago earned a dubious reputation amongst industry experts. There's constant suspicion that the expert ratings they provide are in no way independent, but can rather be purchased by ICOs. However, is it really so simple to buy ICO ratings? And in doing so, deceive investors? We went in search of clues with frightening results. We believe that cryptocurrencies can improve our economy and society. However, we also believe that current excess in the ICO market is harmful to individual investors as well as to the entire ecosystem. That was our reason for establishing Alephina. Alephina is a 100% objective and independent rating agency that provides investors with trustworthy information. We are currently in the process of executing our ICO. In the course of this process, like every other ICO, we took a closer look at how current ICO marketing actually functions. We consistently encountered non-transparency, dubious practices, and scams. This not only intensified our belief in the need for transparent and independent ratings, but also our desire to uncover how dysfunctionally and deceptively the ICO ad market actually operates at present. Hence, we launched an investigation. Quote, "ICO ratings from top investors and experts," end quote, is what ICO Bench, one of the most well-known ICO rating platforms, advertises on its website to gain the trust of investors looking for information. A lofty claim, but exactly how trustworthy and independent are the ratings provided on platforms such as these? A closer inspection of the websites of ICO Bench and similar rating providers showed that ICO rating visibility is by no means impartial. In fact, it is influenced by the wallets of the respective ICOs. ICO Bench offers ICOs so-called premium listing services. In exchange for some Bitcoin, depending on how long the service is provided, ICOs can purchase a top ranking in the ICO overview, be featured in the newsletter, and also be positioned on the profile page of their competitors. At the same time, these competitors will be blocked from appearing on the profile pages of paying ICOs. As such, an ICO's visibility does not depend on the quality of expert ratings, but only on how much money it is willing to pay for premium placement. Yet these paid top placements are not labeled as such. This results in a skewed image of reality for the inexperienced user looking for valid information on which to base investment decisions. No small number of users will mistakenly regard a prominently placed ICO as a recommendation from the rating platform and make investment decisions on this basis. It is evident that most rating platforms are nothing more than marketing tools hawking visibility to the highest bidders under the guise of supposedly legitimate and expert ratings. This alone is exemplary of the kind of dubious business practices that fuel non-transparency in the ICO market and deceive investors. However, it gets much worse. This experiment is proof of how easy it is to buy expert ratings. Anyone delving into the criticism of the current ICO ecosystem will encounter two terms again and again: Wild West and Gold Rush Mood. And these descriptions are indeed accurate when one observes, on the one hand, the largely unregulated and somewhat legal vacuum in which ICOs vie for the attention of investors, and on the other hand, the enormous multi-millions that have flowed through countless ICOs in the last few months. The lack of transparency and regulation, as well as the gigantic sums in play, are triggering excesses that not only exceed the limits of good taste, but are also de facto investor fraud. The following experiment explains. It has long been a public secret in the crypto community that so-called expert ratings can often be purchased and are, as such, in no way independent. Quote, in order to determine whether it is indeed so simple to buy supposed expert ratings, we registered an ICO on ICO Bench. Shortly after we registered with ICO Bench, a certain Vagiz wrote to us via Telegram and offered to get us positive ratings in exchange for payment. End quote. Begin chat log. Vagiz.
Hello, Marcus, smiley face. I am writing to you regards the rating on ICO Bench, smiley face. Actually, I have an opportunity to raise it, smiley face.
Marcus.
Hi, Vagiz. Tell me more about it.
I have some agreements with some experts who can rate as I discuss with them for some rewards.
How much?
$500 per 5-star, and I will take 10% for my service. Payment after work is done, after everything is finished, and rates are received.
End chat log. An expert rating would cost $500. After a brief negotiation, we finally agreed on $800 for 2 ratings. While talking to Vagiz, we were able to determine with how many stars the experts would rate us. Begin chat log.
Okay, smiley face. If you have questions, I am happy to answer. Everything confidential.
So we get a 5-star rating for $500. How much would 4.6 be? A 5, a 5, and a 4.
There is no difference. I mean that I have to pay for rate which I say. It doesn't depend on grade.
Means we pay $500 and get 1 review?
That's true.
We'll come back. Can we get a discount if we buy 2 of these ratings? Is one of our reviewers on your list and able to change the rating when done?
Nope. I think that I can negotiate for $800 for...
End chat log. After Vagiz told us that both ratings had appeared on ICO Bench, we paid the agreed upon $800 in Ether. Following the transaction, Vagiz tried to sell us additional expert ratings. Chat log. How to do the payment?
Ether is fine for you?
Yes.
Address. My wallet.
1.16 Ether, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Transaction hash. Done.
Received. Smiley face. If you will need anything also, let me know.
Perfect.
Maybe you need one more rate to have at least grade greater than 4?
End chat log. He eventually offered us 6 more ratings at the price of $300 apiece. Begin chat log.
To have at least grade greater than 4?
What if I buy 5 ratings more? What would be the price?
Usually price is $500, but I can negotiate for discount if $340 per rate. I will try to ask.
5 5-star ratings for $1,700. I will pay $1,800 for 6.
I will ask. I am that I do not do last decision, but I will do my best.
Thanks. Any news?
Just was talking with experts. Yeah, it's fine, but you have to pay for each rating separately.
End chat log. Again, we purchased one rating at 0.56 Ether. Our ICO had now received a total of 3 decidedly positive expert ratings, which provided users on ICO Bench looking for trustworthy information a completely false image. The price? A good $1,000. Nothing compared to the sums currently circulating in the crypto world. It gets even worse. Verghese was not the only person trying to sell us expert ratings via Telegram. Shortly after we registered with ICO Bench, a certain John Smith wrote to alert us to our mediocre rating on ICO Bench and offer his assistance. Begin chat log. John Smith.
Hi, Marcus, how are you? Alathena have a very interesting idea.
Marcus.
Thanks, I'm doing great, and thanks for the feedback.
My pleasure, but I have a quick question. In world's number one website, you are in second page, but your rating is only 3.6, which is showing really a bad image about Alathena.
Are you talking about ICO Bench? What is your suggestion?
Yes, I'm talking about ICO Bench. Your Benchy rating, 5.0. It's great. All of this is because of the bad expert reviews. You need positive expert reviews to increase your rating.
End chat log. John Smith's assistance would cost 1.5 Ether per expert rating. We could eventually negotiate this down to 1 Ether. Begin chat log.
Marcus. Of course, understood the problem. And how can you help us?
John Smith.
I have contact with many experts who will give you positive reviews, and they are one of the 2 experts. If they will rate it good, then others will do too. And around 5 to 6 expert reviews will take your rating to 4.4+. But you have to do it quick, otherwise other experts will review it, and then it'll be hard for us to increase the rating.
Should the reviews not be unbiased and independent?
They will review according to you. The rating is going to be 1-4 and 2-5s, 5-5-4, and sometimes 5-5-5. But every expert will charge to review it.
How much?
1.5 ETH per expert review.
Okay, let me discuss.
End chat log. In our Telegram chat with John Smith, we wanted to determine whether we could have even more influence on the fake ratings by specifying the rating text for experts to publish. Begin chat log.
John Smith.
If I will lower the price, then I'll earn nothing.
Marcus. We'll come back to you.
Thanks, I'll wait for your reply.
Hi Marcus, how are you?
Hey, please reply.
Hey, I'm great. How much would be an additional rating?
You mean to say how much extra rating you will get?
I actually would like a rating 5-5-4 or similar, where I can provide the text highlighting on our artificial intelligence and scalability. Could you organize one? I will provide the text. You just need to get me the guy.
End chat log. John Smith answered in the affirmative, and we sent him an extremely positive rating text. One which we very much wanted to read about ourselves. Quote, the fact that the first letters of the 4 total paragraphs spelled out SCAM scam went unnoticed by John Smith. Begin chat log.
John Smith.
Maximum 24 hours, but minimum 5 minutes.
Marcus. Okay. It seems that Alathena is a very legit new rating platform containing significant potential to skyrocket with increasing demand from B2B business. Considering the team, it turns out to be quite young, but having a really experienced board of strategic advisors from all different fields. The management team should be able to handle the challenges. According to their website and documentation, they are aiming to make data aggregation more efficient and scalable with the use of machine learning and artificial intelligence. My conclusion is that Alathena is a great project with a clear strategy, a business plan, and not to forget, a monetization strategy. End chat log.
Shortly thereafter, a certain Stefanos Constantinou published a rating with the exact text we had provided. Stefanos Constantinou, Team 5, Vision 5, Product 5. Seems that Alathena is a very legit new rating platform containing significant potential to skyrocket with increasing demand from B2B business. Considering the team, it turns out to be quite young, .. Conclusion. It is frightening how easy it is to buy ICO ratings from supposed experts. We could not ascertain whether and to what extent Vagiz and John Smith were connected to ICO Bench, the platform where the ratings appeared. As such, ICO Bench cannot be deemed fraudulent from a legal perspective. However, what has become very clear in light of this experiment is that ICO Bench and other rating platforms at least approve of or tolerate these dubious practices on their platforms. And this can have serious consequences for inexperienced investors who place their trust in this non-transparent and fraudulent behavior. In a worst-case scenario, they run the risk of losing all their deposits should they fall victim to a scam ICO as a result of fake ratings. One thing is clear. Anyone looking to ICO rating platforms like ICO Bench will be left in the lurch. That said, this blend of non-transparency and fraud is not just limited to rating platforms. It is also a common practice in many other areas of the ICO market. For example, bounty campaigns, used by nearly all ICOs, have mutated into an excessive marketing machine that floods social media with countless unlabeled ads, leading inexperienced investors to believe their supposed community interest in an ICO project when in fact there is none. There are also crypto media outlets who pass off sponsored content financed by the ICOs as editorially independent contributions, thus deceiving their readers. The list of deceptive practices can go on and on, unfortunately. Each one of them damages the crypto ecosystem in the long term by undermining trust in the entire industry. However, in order to ensure long-term success, we as the crypto community need the trust of large portions of society. An initial step for building this necessary trust is creating transparency for investors. That is why we will need independent and transparent ICO rating agencies like Alathena, which can provide investors with trustworthy information instead of shamefully deceiving them.
So, I thought that was a really cool article, and I want to, there's a lot of caveats with this. First, I don't know, this is not something that's easy to verify, so despite the fact that it does not surprise me, I mean, it's a little shocking to see it so blatant, but we technically cannot know if these are real chat logs. There's not an easy way to verify that. So we are, in fact, trusting that, you know, this is a true article. I don't see any. I would be surprised if they were lying, because I certainly believe that this is going on. But take all of this with a grain of salt. And I came really close to not reading this because they are doing an ICO, and I do not want to be mistaken as promoting somebody's ICO. I say this right now, I have done no research into Alathena. I have read this article, that is it. I don't have any intention of looking into it any further. I'm not interested in ICOs. There's thousands and thousands of them out there, and it would take so much of my time only to find out that 95% of it, 98% of it was just wasted. My interest here is just in the tech and the new cryptography and the new protocols and how we eliminate trust in this system, and not with, you know, some fancy business and ICO. I am not bashing Alathena. I appreciate this article. This was really good. And I am not promoting Alathena. Okay, so I think we got that out of the way. But it's so crazy. Like, really, guys, be careful. This is a perfect example of 10 different ways this is a cautionary tale. One, we're reading a rating agency's article that's bashing another rating agency with, you know, claims of fraud, and which may entirely be true, and I'm certainly not claiming one way or the other, but the ease with which you can find false information. I mean, people buy Reddit accounts to make it look like there's support for these ICOs. Clearly, as the article demonstrates, they're buying expert reviews, and it's not even expensive. And I mean, there's just so much involved with the different layers of trust and the lack thereof in this entire space. And remember, this is so easy and hardly any cost for somebody to just come up with an interesting sounding idea, bust out a ERC-20 token, label it an ICO, put it on these websites, spend $1,000, and then make $20,000, $50,000, $1 million, or $4 billion. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, some of these, it's a really, really scary place. So this is a very good, in so many ways, demonstrating the words of caution in this space. It is absolutely crucial that you never forget the Bitcoin mantra: don't trust, verify. But with that, I hope you enjoyed that article. Again, that was by Marcus Hartman, and I will link to their Medium page so that you can look at the links and the chat logs yourself. And of course, if you would like, check out Alathena and any other work that they're doing. They may have some other good reads to dig into. We will go ahead and close this one here. You can follow me on Twitter at The Cryptoeconomy and at The Cryptoeconomy on Medium as well. If you missed yesterday's episode, or if you have not read the Dandelion article, you can find that on my Medium page, or of course, episode 100 of the podcast. And of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you can stay up to date on all the cool goings on and new tech in the cryptoeconomy space. All right, guys, I will catch you next time. Take it easy, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.